I'm Laura Huntsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. At the University of South Carolina, middle school girls work in a computer lab putting together projects for the second week of the Girls Go for IT camp.
We're making apps. Last week we made games, but now we're making apps.
That's Kennedy Williams, a rising sixth grader. It's her first year at Girls Go for IT.
I'm a creative person. I like drawing and making things, and I think this is a creative thing, and not a lot of girls code.
Kennedy and the girls are learning the basics of computer science, writing the code that makes games and apps work. Instructor Jaya Gant, a recent graduate of USC, says the campers are doing real programming using software created by MIT. The result?
Their games are really cool. Like, they're super creative. It's just a variety. I was really impressed with their games and how detailed they were. Like, once they caught on, it was like we couldn't stop them. Like, they went home and would work on it. It was great.
Okay, so if you want to, like, test it and make sure that it's working, you can set the picture property here by choosing it.
Camille McConathy is one of the camp's near-peer instructors. She's a college student majoring in computer information systems at USC. Girls Go for IT is funded by the National Science Foundation and the National Center for Women in IT. Dr. Alicia Wilson of USC, who started the camp, says one of the requirements for the program is to hire young women like Camille, who are near to the age of the girls they teach.
They have to either be a high school student or a college student. They want the kids to see the path.
Dr. Tony Williams of USC co-founded the program with Dr. Wilson, aiming to create an environment where girls can feel confident exploring what is still largely a male-dominated field.
They see women involved, and they're looking at each other as peers, and they're growing together. And I think the girls are able to see themselves in college, which is part of what I envision for the program, is for the girls to get the experience being on a college campus and just seeing what that's all about at an early age.
Camille McConathy says studies show that women are underrepresented in IT fields, with interest among girls dropping off significantly from middle school to graduation, from about 74% to 0.4%. In 2017, almost three-quarters of the computing workforce was male. And she's seen for herself why it's tough to be a female student in the field.
Yeah, it's definitely intimidating to walk in and be like one of the only girls. You have all eyes on you. Sometimes your ideas aren't really taken seriously. They don't think that you have the same skill level as them, regardless of your actual skill. And it's just kind of an uncomfortable situation to be in, which is why we're doing this camp, to get more people interested and get more girls into computer science so that that doesn't happen for future generations.
Dr. Williams says the camp aims to break down other barriers as well.
Honestly, I love seeing girls of color in here, and I feel like they are empowered. I mean, the best thing is to see them, the girls get excited, and when they're talking about what they've learned.
While Dr. Wilson says she knows not all campers will grow up and go into IT, they still benefit from the experience.
The year my daughter did it, one of her friends was in here, and she was like, this is fine, but I'm going to be a politician.
Teaching the campers has also made a big impression on Camille McConathy, who believes programs like Girls Go for IT will make a difference in the future of computer programming.
You're making a difference, and not just like with these girls, but you're making a difference for future generations of computer scientists. It's amazing.
The yearly Girls Go for IT camp and its affiliate co-ed program were held in June. For more on the story, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. This piece was produced by Clayton Sears. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Laura Huntsberger.